Okay, today's daf is daf tes. Just before we start, I've gotten a number of emails about they've heard a rumor or they've heard a truth for a rumor. But Ezra Hashem, it's my wife and I and family of Ezra will be moving this summer to Beit Shemesh. But Ezra Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, exactly where is not determined yet. But the daf will go on. The daf Hashem will be on the web 6 hours, 7 hours earlier, so it could work out for some of you out there a little better. But Bez Hashem, we have to continue. It'll be on a website which will be made known in about a month or two when it's official. But it is official when it becomes public. But Bez Hashem, it will still be online for all of us to learn together for many, many, many more mesechtas and many more much more time to come. Okay. Just one note on yesterday's daf. I cannot say anything on yesterday's daf. Yesterday was tremendous. In Yonim of Talmud Torah, in Yonim of Dreams. Could have a whole shiur on either of those. Speaking about Ishta Kagufo, various ideas. But just one ha'ara about the Ran, because we're doing the in the Darim. So the Ran on yesterday's daf on Chesam and Aleph, on the bottom. Right. The famous line in the Gemara is that somebody can be Yotzei Talmud Torah but just by saying Kriya Shema in the morning and in the afternoon. And all the Rishonim, Pe Echad, cannot accept that, both halachically and ashkafically, instinctively. Just Kriya Shema, Shachris, Va'arvis, and finished. Middle of the daf, so many of the Rishonim cannot accept that. So the Ran, just to do the Ran, because that's what we're doing on the sixth wide line, and Amman Aleph, the Ran had said, Mistavrali, this is back on Daf Ches, the Lav Dafka Dawachi Miftar, Chas V'Shalom, that you can be Miftar with this. Shai Chayev Kaladam Lomo Tamid Yom Balayla Kfi Kocho. Every single person is chayev to learn day and night with all his strength. Torah has to be sharp in your mouth. So somebody asks you a kash, you have to try to know the answer. Right? If you have to have it on your fingertips. And obviously, just saying Kriya Shema morning and night is not gonna get you to that level. So the Ran says the only thing this Gemara is referring to is a specific chiddush in Hilchos Shvuah. As the Ran says, as I wrote elsewhere, a shvua can be chal on another shvua, even if it's l'dvar mitzvah, as long as it's not mefurish b'kra. That's all this Gemara means. There can be many dinim daraisa that are not mefurish b'kra, that a shvua can be chal on. That's all this Gemara says. What's mefurish b'kra by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Kriyishma. That's the only thing that's mefurish b'kra, and that's what the Gemara means. That it can be chal on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because only kriyishma is mefurish b'kra. Right? See, the Ran says in the next line, to call misi da'asya midrasha, Afa pishu min haTorah, even though it's daraisa, given the lesson mefurish b'kra behedya, shvua chala olav. Since it's not mefurish in the pasuk, a shvua can be chal in it, and that's all this Gemara means. But regarding the nature, the chiv of Talmud Torah, of course not. That's the Ran. You look in the Ritva here. The Ritva also says, obviously, this is only in a shasat chak mamish. We have no other seconds, and every other second is taken up with the ol of parnasa and the ol of tsaris. So then, that's the only time this Gemara might apply. But again, the older Rishonim try to limit this as much as possible. Okay, at the end of today's daf, if there's more time, maybe we'll talk more about the Chiv of Talmud Torah. Again, there was a shiur about it a couple of weeks ago on a Tuesday night. Yeah. The idea to have everything on your fingertips, Masha'eke, about asking Rebbe of Shoal Ke'inyan. But Shoal Ke'inyan could mean you have to have at least that on your fingertips, right? There's two different issues, what the Talmud is allowed to ask and what the Rebbe has to answer. So let's say from the Rebbe's point of view, he's got to be there to be able to answer anything. You're right, the Rebbe's, the Talmud's only supposed to ask Ke'inyan, you know, maybe only if there's somebody else asking, a Shoal Ke'inyan, that time he goes first. But to go over to your Rebbe, to ask Har Hashir, and to ask him a question, you have to know everything. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah. Second Mishnah in Masechta Dvarim, Daf Tes. Tes Bet Aleph on top. Says the Mishnah, if you remember, the end of the first Mishnah spoke about Yados. It's just Chazer for a minute, right? We have the main din of a Neder or a Shvua, full Lasho. Kinuyim are where you have an unusual word used as a substitute language. We're going to have, that's tomorrow's Daf. That's the Yudim and Aleph, the Mishnah of Kinuyim. Different types of languages that are used. A yad is a regular Lashon HaKodesh language, but you didn't say the complete statement. You said the yad. It's like you have a little handle. You pick up the handle and the whole kli is affected. So too, the a yad of a phrase is you say a little bit and you, want to mean the whole thing. So we continue in today's Mishnah with other examples of Yados. That's the end of the first Mishnah at Yados. So here's more Yados. Let's say someone says, Kenidrei Rishaim. Somebody says, like the Neder of the wicked people. Kenidrei Rishaim. Says the Mishnah, Neder. That works, because Rishaim are wont to make Nedarim. Rishaim are the ones that make Nedarim. So if you say, like the Neder of a Rasha, so we assume you're serious, because you assume you're serious in your Neder, because that's who usually makes Nedarim, like a Neder of a Rasha, Neder. And the Gemara Mishnah adds on, B'Nazir u'B'Karban u'B'Shvua. Rov Rishonim, the Ran at the forefront, says, what does this mean? It's three different cases. It means Benazir. If you have a Nazir passing by in front of you, and then you say, Kenidrei Rishaim, as he passes by, then you're a Nazir. Bekar, but if you have an animal in front of you, and you say, Kenidrei Rishaim, then that animal is a Karban. Ubishvua. And if you make a Shvua, if you say, Kenidrei Rishaim, then you have accepted a Shvua as well. This is how Rov Rishonim understand it. It's three different cases. The Mefaresh here understands it all as one big case, and nobody really accepts his shita. See at the top Mefaresh in the Rashi, Kagon Shayakikar Munach Lefanav. You have a piece of cake in front of you, V'yamar Kenidrei Rishaim, and you say in front of that piece of cake, like the Nether of Rishaim. Once he says that, skipping a few words, V'kiva Damar Hachi Nadar B'Nazir B'Kar B'Neshvua. That is all three. And if you eat that cookie, you're chayav for Naziris, and it has the status of a karban, and as if you took a shvua not to eat it. So that's how the Mefarish learns it, that it's all three in one case. Rov Rishonim don't think that. Rov Rishonim, the Ran, and the Ritva, and others say it's really three different cases here of a Nazir, and a karban, and a shvua. A Nazir is usually not... Don't violate, but here we assume that that's what you stated, you included, you created. That's why that's one of the problems. Really, Naziris is, you have the big three by Naziris, hair, tumah, and wine. This isn't usually included. But this is what he said. He says maybe it has the status of violating that Issa Daraisa. There is a question that is brought up by the Achronim. If you look back, I don't think we mentioned this, but back on Dav Beis Amid Beis, Tosfos said there is no such thing as a yad for a shvua. There's only such a thing as a yad for a neder. If you look back for a minute on that Beis HaMebeis, you can look it up. It's the end of the first Dibur HaMaskel on Beis HaMebeis. The Tosfos asks, in the end of the first Dibur HaMaskel on top, Alema kinu yishvuas kishvuas. Ki hai tegabi nazir debahadir v'dakar kol kirei naziris kinaziris. V'yeish lomar tekivan deles be yados lo chashu lahaskiram. Why does it say in Shvuas called Kinuye Shvuas Kishvuas? Because there are no Yados. So once you're not saying Yados, you're not going to say Kinuyim. Even though there are Kinuyim for a Shvua, but there are no Yados for a Shvua, says Tosfos. That's Tosfos Yisod. So ask the Achronim, it's a Mefurish Mishnah here. We're talking about Yados here, Kinidrei Rishaim, and it says it works into a Shvua. Bishvua. So what, how can Tosfos say that? It's the next Mishnah. That's the question of the Netziv. The Merom Yisada, the Netziv on that Tosfos, back on that base, he says, what's Tosfos talking about? There is Yados L'Shvua. So it says the Netziv Achilik, which we already mentioned, B'Shem the Netziv, in a different context. And that is, maybe there's a difference between two types of Shavuos. Mushpa Mipi Atzmo, as it's called, and Mushpa Mipi Acherim. If I just make a Shavua, I swear, that's Mipi Atzmo. That type of Shavua is like a Neder. That type of Shavua is more similar to a Neder. I make a Neder, I make a Shavua, it's all personal. I decided, I did it. Mushpa Mipi Atzmo, says the Netziv, that's what we're talking about here. Right, in our Mishnah, and that Tosfos believes that there is Yados for Shvua, because that type of Shvua is like a Neder. Masha'enki Mushma Mipi Acherim. Remember, we spoke about this by, we quoted the Netziv on Chumash, by Avraham and Eliezer, he makes him swear before he goes to get a wife. So, Mushma Mipi Acherim, that's a different Bria. That's a different context, and that's what Tosfos means, that there's no Yados. Because how can you say that a Yad means that you said something partial, and we say that this is what you meant? But Mushma Mipi Acherim, the whole source of it is somebody else. How can you say a Yad works? How can a Yad work from somebody else to you? So that's why that it sivs chilek, the pshita, the mushba bipi atzmo, the hainu shvuas bitui, do melechol darver l'nedarim. That's like an eder. To mahanya bayados. For rak mushma mi piachirim leka yados. Shere leka shimochacha de mahani. Because then you don't have any ochacha, and that's how it works in. Over there by Mesech HaShvuos, it doesn't say it, because there it's even including mushma mi piachirim. That's why he does not want to say yados shvuah kishvuah. But Sheikin, in our Mishnah, where we're talking about mi piatzmo, so then that's why it would work. That's the Meromi Sada back on Daf base. Okay, so let's continue now. There's a little more on the Mishnah, but let's remember. What does the Mishnah say? So according to most, we showed him, a nazir is walking in front of me, and I say, kenidre rishayim, like the nether of a wicked person. So that's good. Let's finish. Let's do the contrast. Kenidre kesherim. Let's say a nazir is walking in front of me, and I say, like the nether of a kosher person. Says the Mishnah, lo mar klum, it's meaningless. Because kesherim don't make nedarim. Right? A kosher person doesn't make a nether. So kenidre rishayim is a meaningless statement. And that's why lo amar klum. Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to bet in Mamash in 1 second. What about, aren't there some nedarim that you can make? We'll see. Let's just finish. Can nidvosam, like the nedava of ksherim, instead of saying like the neder of ksherim, but if you say like the nedava of ksherim, that works. Nader benazir b'karbon. Then that works to be considered a good nether. Why? What's the difference between nedava and nether? We'll get to in a minute what exactly the difference in the lashon is. But first, let's talk about the first step. So kenidre ksherim does not work. Why not? So there's a beautiful lashon here in the Shita B'Kubetzes. Now the Shita explains why nidre ksherim is meaningless. V'tayma demilsa shah ksherim sheshaninu heim b'nei adam yirechet. The ksherim we're talking about are people who yurechet. Shehin medaktik al atzman, they're careful about themselves. Shelo tava takala al yadam. People who are ksherim in the Mishnah. People who are very careful. They don't want to cause any stumbling blocks for themselves or for anybody else in the world. Lo lahem lo lacherim. U lefichach. Ein nojim benazir la'olam. They never become nazirim. Why? Because a nazir, you are, in a sense, putting yourself in danger. Because you're Yetzi Begefer Ayayin, you go to somebody's house for Shabbos, you have to make sure not to drink the wine, you're Yisrael, you can't go to a Levaya, can't get a haircut, you can't even brush your hair normally, the Mishnah Nazir says. Because when you brush, just like you can't brush your hair on Shabbos normally, why? Because you're going to rip out hairs. It's a psik ratio, says the Mishnah. So a Nazir has to be careful of so many things. So a kosher person says that a Shita B'Kabbat says would not make themselves into a Nazir. Not hashkafically, because they think a nazir is a chote, which is a machlokas Rambam Ramban and others. Maybe we'll talk about that in the future. But because it's so dangerous, v'chein aksherim nizar shalu dibra karban. Also, a kasher doesn't make a karbanis unless they bring it to the base of Migdash, or say promise to give staka because they're going to violate delaying bal ta'acher. Meaning, any type of neder is very dangerous, says the Shita B'Kubetzes, and therefore all ksherim stay away from this. Stay away from nedarim. The Rambam has a little different, adds in a little different aspect, and this is also said by the Mefarish here. The Rambam in Nedarim and Aleph Chavav, she'ein aksherim nodrim b'derech iser v'ka'as. V'ka'as. Many times we are noder out of anger. Right? Whenever two people get into an argument and they start getting their voices start getting louder, I swear. Right? Well, you don't really mean, you don't really want to swear, but I promise you, tell me the truth. You don't really mean that, but we have to control ourselves. We tell our children, don't swear, don't promise, right? But that's the Rambam. The ksherim are able to control themselves. But again, this is the general point. But there is a problem. As Michael said yesterday, didn't we learn yesterday that you can make a shvua or a neder lezruze nafshei? Lezruze nafshei. So first of all, I don't know if it was mentioned yesterday, there was a machlokas we showed him what that meant yesterday, lezruze nafshei. To look at the Ran, machlokas between the Ran and the Rush. Some we showed him say yesterday, for example, you look in the Rush, that lezruze nafshei does not mean it's a good neder. It just means you're allowed to do it and it's not called a neder levatala. It's not shem shmai levatala, but it's not that it has the halachic status of a neder, because you're any mushrov yobin mi'ar Sinai. So you can look in the Rush, in the skinny lines on yesterday's daf, on Chesed and Aleph, it's v'lo avi masker shem shmai levatala. Is that Shem Shmaila? It's not that it's a good nether. So according to that, it doesn't work. The nether does not have a real status there. But even if so, maybe there's another answer. Maybe that's not being included here. This question, though, is not asked by you just in general, but it's asked by the Lechem Mishnah. Because if you look at the end of Hilchas Erechin in the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Erechin, the Rambam says, what's an Erech? What's an Erech? I remember, Pashat B'Chukosai, an Erech is, I want to give your Erech your value to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And everybody has an Eret. Damim, everybody has a value. Damim, that's your value on the market, how much you can be sold for as a worker. But an Eret depends how old we are and what gender we are. That's it. Right? Up to 5, 5 to 20, 20 to 60. Right? Different Eretin values that we can donate to the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Eretin. Afal pi shehek deshos ve'erechin v'hacharamim mitzvos. Even though being maktish something, being marich something, are mitzvos, v'ra'ui lo la'adam lahanig atzmo b'dvarim elu, and it's a good idea for people to do this, to be maktish, to be marich, k'dei lakuf yitzro, to force your yetzer, v'lo yekili, and you shouldn't be miserly. It's a good idea to be maktish things, says the Rambam, and be marich, v'yekayim ha'shesivu nevi'im, and be makayim, what the nevi'im said, k'abed et Hashem e'honcha, right, serve Hashem with your riches, afal pikein, even if you didn't do it, lomar, you didn't violate anything by not being makdash anything in life. Right? So that's the Rambam. Ask the Lacha Mishnah, how does this Rambam fit into our halacha? What does our Mishnah say? The Rambam passes this way. Ksherim, don't make nadarim. Ksherim, don't make nadarim. If you say kenidre ksherim, it's a meaningless statement. Because ksherim, don't make nadarim. So how can the Rambam here say it's a good idea and it's a mitzvah? In Erechid, Perechas, halacha yud beis, says the Lacha Mishnah what Michael just said, and that is, it's got to be a chilek. If you're making a neder because you feel it's bringing you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel that you need, like the Rambam says, if you're weighted to one side, you got to go all the way to the other side, right, to get back to the middle of the road. So in that type of case, so then it's a good thing. And that's what the Rambam here says. You want to be kofif your yetzer, so you don't be a keli, you're not miserly, because you feel you're being a little too stingy, so you want to give a little more. So that's when it's okay. That's not included in this. But generally, ksherim do not need the nadarim, and that's why it would be meaningless in our Mishnah. Okay. Let's continue. One more point about the Mishnah. And that is, so if you say nidre ksherim, it doesn't work. But if you say kenidvosam, that it works. So what difference does that? What do you mean, nedava? Usually we say, what's the difference between a neder and a nedava? A neder means, I promise to give a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. And nedava is, I point to a carbon and say, this is going to be a carbon. So what difference does it make here? A kosher person makes a nedava and not a neder? What's the difference? So the Ran says here, as other Rishonim, neder and nedava in this Mishnah does not mean what it normally means. Look at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth wide line in the Ran. Sixth wide line of the Ran. Nira Be'enai. Nira Be'enai, says the Ran. The neder, what does neder in our Mishnah mean? Pirusho, davar she'eno ba legamre benidvas halev. Neder in our Mishnah means something that is not done wholeheartedly. Not what neder usually means. A neder means you kind of want to do it, but you're not fully wholehearted voluntary. That's a neder. Unidava pirusho mashaha adam noder yoser benidvas nafsho ushe b'shamayis of yoser ritzuyim. Nidava in our Mishnah means you are totally l'shem shamayim. You are so into what you're doing. That's what nidava means in our Mishnah. Omishem hachi, that's why we say, the neder hare alai l'fisha'inu m'schayav l'gamre kivish l'fisha achshav. What is neder? So what is? How does it fit into the usual neder nidava? It's connected because the neder is saying, I promise to do this. You didn't do anything right now. You're taking it upon yourself to do something in the future. That kind of shows that you're not totally into it. Nedava! This animal is going to the Beis HaMikdash. That shows you're right there. You're into it. You want to do it right now. That's how the usual neder nedava translations fit into what it says here. But a nedava symbolizes stronger feelings at the moment, and that's why a kasher, you know, it would work for a nedava, but it wouldn't work for a neder. So the Mishnah, that's the Ran. So the Mishnah said that if you say nidvas ksherim, so then, and a nazir is walking by, then you're a nazir. And if there's an object there, it's like a karban. But what does the Mishnah leave out? Shvua. The word shvua is not there, right? In the ratio of the Mishnah, it said, nazir karban shvua, also all work by nidre yerushalayim. But shvua is not here in the second half, because, before the Rishonim say, what? Mushva v'yomed, and you can say a kasher never makes a shvua. A kasher never makes a shvua, period. That's maybe they'll make a nedava neder, but they never make a shvua. The Rishonim here ask, it's not in the Ran, amazingly, the Ran basically has everything that all the Rishonim have, but here the Rashba quotes, what about Yaakov Avinu? He made a neder. Parshas Vayetze. But I thought Ksheirim don't make nedarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Vayider, Yaakov neder, if you do this for me, doesn't even sound like the Rambam's type of neder. Right, that's okay. So how could Yaakov Avinu make a neder? Sorry? By stuck, what's stuck there? If you save me, then nothing lechem lecho, beg a lubosh. Aser Asrenu. Okay, tzedakah. We say tzedakah is different in the other way. Well, you're allowed to test Hashem for tzedakah, right? If I'll give tzedakah if, right? So, okay, maybe it's connected to tzedakah. The Rashba here says maybe Yaakov Avinu is different because it's not really a neder there. Yaakov just meant this. Eino neder gamer ela nedava vehoda'a. Some other type of, even though it says neder in the Torah, it says double, vayidur Yaakov neder. The Rashba tries to get out of it. Tosfos and Chulin, where this comes up, Beis Mabeis, Tosfos and Chulin says, Eis Sara Shiny. Eis Sara, when there's a danger, that's, you're allowed to make it a Dorim Beis, no Dorim Beis Sara. So there's a Chazal also, but yeah, that's maybe no Dorim Beis Sara is different. One of, yeah?
The Shavuos of Alliances.
Shavua, right, so that, I would say that's not, but Shavua Beersheva, that's a treaty. Yeah. I don't know if that's a Shavua. Bris. So I don't know if that is this. If the Rashba can say it over here by this nether, we can say over there that Shvua just means more of a bris. It's not really a Shvua b'shem Hashem. One other answer though, which is a major answer, a major discussion, and that's quoted here in the Shita Mukubetzes. Maybe it's different because Kodem Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah. That's the Shita Mukubetzes here. Kodem Matan Torah. Don't ask me any kashas from Kodem Matan Torah. Right, this goes to part of the major discussion which we had a shiur on, I think, last two summers ago, and that is the avos keeping the Torah called about in Torah. But just to mention, I think the Shiduk Betzes fits into one of the Pshatim of the Achronim there. Might be a riot to them. Right, the big kasha is if, right, the Mishnah condition says that the avos kept the Torah ad shelo nitna, before it was given. So the question is, why do we see some quote-unquote violations? How could Yaakov marry two sisters? How could Moshe Rabbeinu order his parents? How could his mother marry a nephew marry an aunt? We know an uncle is not allowed to marry a niece, but a nephew is not allowed to marry an aunt. And we see in Moshe Rabbeinu's lineage, you know, that occurs, right? The Chizkuni says is to make sure Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't think of himself as so great. Right, look where you came from. Something that the Torah is going to answer. But Maker did. So how could they violate these quote unquote violate these mitzvahs, right? Yaakov Avinu says, "In love and garti v'tariyag mitzvah shamarti." That's a tough one. He married two sisters. Tariyag mitzvah shamarti. So how does it work that some of the mitzvos were violated? So there are a number of approaches that we mentioned given in the Rishonim, in the Achronim also. The Ramah has a line where maybe it was only Avram Avinu. It's only Avram Avinu, not Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avram didn't do any of these Averis. It fits into some of the Chazals. It doesn't fit into Tariq Mitzvah Shamarti, but that's Yaakov Avinu, but that fits into some. But the major approaches, just to mention three quick ones, and then we'll see the third one is really where the Shita fits in. Number one, probably the most well-known one, is the Ramban. The Ramban says, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael they kept all the mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael has different status. This fits into the Ramban's general worldview. In Kaldiga Mitzvahs Asei of Yishiv Eretz Yisrael, in Parshas Achremos, where he talks about the land spitting out Am Yisrael when they were in Galus, all mitzvahs are different than Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Ramban says. That's why Rachel Imenu, unbelievable, Bashkach had to die on the way back to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes in Parshas, I think Parshas told us Perach Avav, right? Because right, he couldn't be married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and this fits into many of the questions. Number one. Number two, the approach that's put forth by Rav Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChaim, where he says that really there's every mitzvah that we do has tremendous effects in Shemayim. Amazing effects in Shemayim. A. B. These are avos saw Baruch Kadsham that certain mitzvos or averos of theirs would not have the proper effect in Shemayim. And they saw that in Shemayim, they were supposed to violate certain averos. They were supposed to violate to bring the effects that were supposed to be brought by them. They were supposed to do averos. Number three, because they were Eino Mitzuva V'yose, they had this option. We're Mitzuva V'yose. So even, let's say I had Ruach HaKodesh, and I saw that if I put on tefillin today, it's going to be a terrible thing in Shemayim. Let's say I had that Ruach HaKodesh. You know what? I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice because I'm mitzvah. I'm mitzvah. I don't have a choice. So what? I see Baruch HaKodesh. Says Chaim Volozhin, they weren't mitzvah. In a mitzvah of Yosef, you already have more flexibility. And because they saw, Yaakov Avinu saw, he has to have the shiftei kaf from two sisters. Ein Brera, he has to violate this aveir. That was a whole second approach. But the third idea, and that was related to us here, is that of the Maharal. Right? The Maharal in the Gorari and Parshat Vayigash. The Maharal says, Pashut, Aseis and Los Aseis. Aseis and Los Aseis. Mitzvah Aseis. So then they did the mitzvah saseh. What's the mitzvah saseh? Like the Ramban writes in Yisro, Avas Hashem. It makes sense. I know this is what Hashem wants me to do, so I'm going to do it, even if He didn't command me. Mitzvah saseh. It'll bring me closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A lo saseh. What's a lo saseh? A lo saseh. Hashem told me not to do something. If He didn't tell me not to do it yet, why shouldn't I do it? That's a lo saseh doesn't bring you closer to Hashem. It's based on yira, as the Ramban says in Yisro. So it's based on yira. It says the Gur Aryeh, in his view, he feels that it doesn't make sense to do a lo saseh in a mitzvah of Yosef. Right, all the mitzvah saseh is on grama, that women volunteer. Right, they're that's the mitzvah saseh. There are no lo saseh. But let's say somebody's not mitzvah in a lo saseh. It makes sense for them not to do it. A non-Jew should keep kosher. There's a kiyum to that. It's a lo saseh. No, they're allowed to eat it. So what does the Shiluk Besas here say? Nedarim is really basically lo saseh. Lo sa'aka, lo shalmo. So maybe that's why Yaakovin made the neder, because that's to do with lo saseh. Have to do with lo saseh. Maybe that's a remez to the Maharal that it did not apply before Matan Torah. Okay, let's continue. A lot of action on the Mishnah. That's as we continue now. Says the Gemara. Yeah. So Tari Mitzvah Shemarti is a tough one. That's a tough one. Right? That Chazal, that's how you fit in Tari Mitzvah Shemarti with he's married to two sisters. Unclear. Gemara, Vidilma, that's how the Gemara says. So we said, Kenidre Rishayim works. If I just say the words, like the nether of a Rasha, Vidilma, Hachi Kamar Kenidre Rishayim Monadarna. What do you mean, says the Gemara? Maybe when somebody says Kenidri Rishayim, you mean to say, I'm not making a nether like a Russia. You just say the words Kenidri Rishayim. How do we know that means that I want to make a nether like a Russia? Maybe it means Lona Darna, I don't want to make a nether like a Russia. Omar Shmuel, no. The case is Omar Kenidri Rishayim Hareini, Alai, Vehemenu. You say one of these three words after Kenidri Rishayim. Hareini, if you said the word Hareini, B'Nazirus, so that's an acceptance of Nazirus. Alai, if you say the word Alai, Kenidri Rishayim Alai, B'Karban, you assume then you're labeling something as a Karban. Heimenu, B'Shvua. And if you say the word, Kenidri Rishayim Heimenu is a Lashon of a Shvua. So that's why we assume it's you are accepting something, and it's not that you're saying, I'm not making a neder. There's the Achronim, the Shalmei Nedarim, I just got it on Friday, I'm very excited. Shalmei Nedarim, one of the Achronim on Nedarim, just asked, what's the Havamina? Something that writes in Lachumra. The Havamina, maybe, Kenidre Rishayim means Lona Darna. What if it's a Savik Daraisa here? So why don't you go Lachumra, Savik Daraisa? So he says, no, he says, you only say Savik Daraisa if you, and we quote from other Gemaras, by a nether. You're not sure how much a person asserted. Did he asser this or that? So then you're going to go Lachumra. But here you're not even sure, you don't even know if you're in the case of a Safik. You don't know if he had anything in mind. This doesn't even get to the level of Safik. According to one side, what you meant is nothing. And the other side, you meant users. That, he says, this doesn't even get to the level of a suffix. Masha'enkin, kan ulai rotsil lomar, to the kenidra lonadarna, rakenidra ksherim. We have no idea if this is even included in suffix. And then he quotes, maybe the other side is, you want to say this is lachumra, but there's a downside, because what are you going to do? You're going to bring karbanas to the base of Mikdash, you might not be a nazir. So that's Havas Chulun La'azara. So you're going to be Machmer here, be Mekel in a month from now. So then you don't say Savi Daraisa L'chumra in that case.
Isn't this clearly against
the Mefarish, that three separate cases? It sounds like it's against the Mefarish, the three separate cases. But again, you have to figure out how he interprets it.
Is this a Yad Mochiach?
What to explain? I mean, based on the question and the answer, I guess it's not a Yad Mochiach. How could you have a mean if it's a Yad Mochiach? How could you have a mean otherwise? Unless once you say those other words. Once you say Alai and Amenu, maybe that's a Yad Mochiach. Maybe that will get to a Yad Mochiach. Continues the Gemara, Hareini Nazirus. Hareini, we assume automatically, is a Nazir. Zilma Hareini Betainis Kamar. What do you mean? Maybe Hareini means, I accept upon myself to fast. Not a Karban. So Amar Shmuel, and this is what we already said, Kishaya Nazir over the Fana. No, because a Nazir is walking by. A Nazir is, you're sitting on a bench with your friends, and a Nazir walks by, and you say, Kenidri Rishayim Hareini. Obviously, talking about a Nazirus. That's the Umdana. You're talking about a Nazir. You're not talking about a tainus. Alai b'karban, right? That girsa is in parentheses. The Gemara does not explicate anything about karban. Do you need, I mentioned, because this is what the Ran says, do you need an animal in front of you when you say alai in order for you to be mechayev karban? So the Ran says yes. Just like the Gemara says, the Nazir is walking in front of you by Nazir, the animal is in front of you by alai. The Rambam does not quote that. The Rambam does not quote that you need the animal in front of you by alai. And the Radvaz, one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam, says he does not think it's needed by an animal. Because Hareini, you're not sure. Fast day or Nazir. That's why you need the Nazir there. But Alai, there's nothing else to think. So that's why he thinks that the Rambam says you don't need the animal there, unlike the Ran. The Ran says you need both there. But that's the Radvaz in the Das HaRamba. Heimenu b'shvua. And the word heimenu means shvua. Dilma heimenu da'achilna ka'amar. What do you mean? Maybe if I point to a cookie and I say, from it. Heimenu, maybe it means, I want to eat from it. Not that I'm no there from it. Maybe I want to make sure that nobody else eats that cookie. So I'm going to go, heimenu, I'm going to eat from it. So maybe that's what it means. The word says no. Amar rabba da'amar heimenu shalo ocha. Oh, you added in those words. Heimenu from it that I will not eat. Then what's the chiddush? That's like mafurish. I promise to not to eat from it. So still, you didn't say the word shvua. You just said from it, right? That I won't eat. You still don't say the word shvua neder. So it's still a chiddush. Kamash malon. Period. Next, hadain is taken out. So the second half of the mishnah say, if you say kenidrik sheirim, it's meaningless. Kenidvei ksheirim, that's good. So there's a difference between the lashon of neder and the lashon of nedava. So says the Gemara, man tana d'shani lebe neder l'nedava. Which tana is the author of our Mishnah? Lema lo rabbi meiv lo rabbi Yehuda. We have a machlokas tanaim, and neither of them fit into our Mishnah. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, based on a pasuk in Kohelas, toa shelo tider v'gomer. The pasuk in Kohelas says, better than taking a neder and not fulfilling it is not taking a neder at all. So, Gomer, to mizeo mizeh, so the Rabbi Meir says, better than either of those, the sheino neder kol iker, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, it's better not to say, be no there at all, than to make a neder and fulfill it. There are three things you can do. You can make a neder and not fulfill it. You can make a neder and fulfill it. You can not make a neder. So says Rabbi Meir, it's better not to make a neder at all. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda omer, tov mizeo mizeh, no der umishal. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, the best is to make the neder and to fulfill it. It's just that sometimes you're scared that you're not going to do it. But neither of them are machalik between a neder and a nedava. They either say that it's better not to do anything, or it's better to do it and to fulfill it. So who's our Mishnah like? What's the machlokas about here? Is it better to not to make a neder at all? Is it better to make a neder and fulfill it? So the Stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, suggests maybe the machlokas is what's best behavior? B'derech Musar. Rabbi Yehuda nohag b'shita shal mavra midosa. Rabbi Yehuda was always more laid back. He's more relaxed about things. Yes, encouraging in a person's avodas Hashem. Not scared that a person's going to mess up. Make the neder, you'll fulfill it. It'll be wonderful. It'll be amazing. That's the Rabbi Yehuda mentality. Rabbi Meir nohag b'shita shal kinus. L'kiddush Hashem, kanos, l'kiddush Hashem. It's much more of a kanoi. You've got to be scared, you've got to be worried. You're going to make a neder, maybe you won't fulfill. Better don't, stay away, don't even do it. So the Stipler quotes other places in Shas where Rabbi Meir is more of the takif, more of the kanoi, and therefore he says, don't go near Nedarim. Or Rabbi Yehuda is more relaxed, more of a mavra midosa. Rabbi Yehuda sh'achad b'shem mavra midosa, v'ay midosa misbatlos u'miskanos. V'nokal olakayim, you could do it. V'savar l'chein, savar Rabbi Yehuda, better to do it and to pay up. Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't do that, it's better to stay away. So that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas, yeah. See, he quotes similar Bishan Vesilal. Quotes similar Bishan Vesilal in Erevin. It's better that a man was not created or created, now he's created, he fashed Bishan Vesilal, but related. Yeah. Sorry. Was Rabbi Meir a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar, who was a Talmud of Beishamai? I don't remember. Could be. Okay. Rabbi Meir is a Talmud of Rabbi Elazar ben Avuya. Okay. Rabbi Akiva, right? One of the five Talmud of Rabbi Akiva that was reinstated after the 24,000. I think Rabbi Meir. It was one of them. Oh. So back there in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, the neder is no good, and nedav is good, and here we have a machlokas tanoim, but neither of them make that chilek. So the Gemara says, the field tamer Rabbi Meir. No, the Mishnah is going through Rabbi Meir, who says that it's better not to make any neder. He come Rabbi Meir, but neder. But Rabbi Meir's shita about staying away is only by a neder. But nedav alok amar. He would say that a nedav is okay. Doesn't it say in our Mishnah that if you say the word kinidvosam, it's a good neder? And Rabbi says you can't make any nedarim. So tani nadav benazir bekarban. So switch the word. It should mean nadav, nedava in the Mishnah. Period. Now the Gemara says, what's the svara why Rabbi Meir would say that you should stay away from everything? Maishna no didlo. Why is Rabbi Meir worried? Why are we worried not to make Nedarim Dilma Asi Balidei Takala? Because maybe it's going to come to a Takala. Why? Because you're going to make a Neder and you're not going to fulfill the Neder. That's a big problem. So you're going to violate Isurim. Nedava Nami. So do Nedava. Lo. Dilma Asi Balidei Takala. Also Nedava. You know, it might be a creative Takala. Why? A Neder, I promise to do something. I don't fulfill it. That's a Takala. By a Nedava, this animal should go as a carbon. So what's the Takala that might come out? Oh, so one second. So the Ran says, why? Look down to the Ran. It's about two-thirds of the way down. Nedavanami. The Afal Gav to Amar Harezu. Even though you said Harezu, so you're not going to... So he assumes that... well, let's see that after. Dilma Pasha Uma'ach Lohavi Yosei Mishalosh Megalim. Right? Maybe you're going to be Poshea. And also, Baal Ta'acher, like Aaron said, that you're going to violate... You say, this carbon is going to the base of Mikdash, but you won't bring it. You could violate Baal Ta'acher, says Aaron, even by Nedavah. Not just by Neder, I promise. Even by Nedavis. For some reason, the Mefaresh, again, one of the Rishonim, does not say that. Look at the Mefaresh, second skinny line, Nedavah Nami, Ki Ama Harezu Karbon, Asi B'Lidei Takala. What's Takala? Lidei Giza V'Avoda. Because you might forget that this is a carbon animal, and you might use it for your own personal needs. Avo B'Baal Ta'acher Lo. But you don't violate Baal Ta'acher by a nedava, says the Mefarish. T'kalhecha de'isa, be'gazad rachmanu de'isa. What does that mean? Because this animal is in the Beis HaMikdash's property, wherever it is. So it's Baal Ta'acher. It's as if it's in the Beis HaMikdash's property. Just like if you give somebody a pekadon to watch. So that's the Gemara says, kalhecha de'isa, b'rishus ha'damara isa. Right? It's in your property. It's in your rishus, so do here. So there's no Baal Ta'acher, says the Mefarish, by nedava. And if you look at the Ma'arav Ronsberg, he quotes that the Gemara is Mefarish against us. There are Gemaras that say Mefurish that there's Baal Ta'acher by Nedav. See in the bottom. The Ma'arav Rabbisal Ronsberg asks, Nir Ben Esugi Kamaisa de Rosh Hashanah Isila Hedya. And he quotes the Panim Iris, the Shvus Yaakov, they all ask, what's this Mefurish talking about? So the Achronim try to help that Shvus Yaakov that he quotes is Machalik between Shogig and Mezid. Maybe Baal Ta'acher could only be violated by Nedav B'Mezid. That's and here we're talking about Shogig. You're worried Takala B'Shogig. Either way, you got to work out this Mefurish with the other Gemaras.
The Rosh says the same thing
as with the Mefarish? Where are we?
Halfway in the skinny line.
Halfway. Yeah, it sounds like it's the same thing as the Mefarish. Limolba, says the Rosh. Okay, so according to them, we have to find an answer. Now you can say it's more serious because it's the Rosh. You really have to find an answer. It's not just an unknown Rishon, but it's the Rosh. So the Shvus Yaakov is Mechalik between Shogeg and Mason. So that's the Kasha. Let's go back to the Gemara. So just like Nedari, we should stay away from because you might come to violate by a Neder, Baal Ta'achas, and a Davanami. Osi Lidei Takala. ? One other Hara, and then we'll get to the answer. The Maris Chai is here. Just asked another question on the Mefarish. You find in other Gemaras that there's a machlokas whether we should be worried about takala or not. Are you choshesh l'takala or not choshesh l'takala? You worried about the chashos in the future? So, but in all the other Gemaras, says the Maritz Chayis, in all the other Gemaras, Re'inu, in Yuma, Samachvav, Sachem Davchav, it's a machlokas tanoim. So why here is a pasha that you're choshesh l'takala? There's a machlokas tanoim in other cases. So he says, because in all of those other cases, you're worried that you're going to violate bikum va'asei. That's the worry. If you're going to go and do something, that's a machlokas, whether we're worried about that. But here, what are we worried about? Let's say, according to the Ran, what are we worried about according to the Ran? That you're just not going to bring it. That's Sheva al Taza. That's a much more probable concern. That you're not going to do something. That's why here is l'kulei alma. Even though in the other Gemara is a machlokas tanoim. But says the Maris Chayis, according to the Mefarish, I don't know what's going on here. Because according to the Mefarish, it is a chash of kum ba'asei. You're going to use it to violate me'ila. So according to him, says the Maris Chayis, I don't know why this Gemara assumes us in the Takala if other Gemaras have it as a machlokas tanoim. That's another kasha on the Mefarish that he would have to work out. Either way, so says the Gemara, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, kehil el hazakein. No, like Hillel, the great tzaddik, he gave nedavas in a way that he made sure that nobody would violate anything. Titania, Amr Allahullah Zakin, they said about Hillel, Shalomal Adam Baolasa Kol Yamav. Nobody ever violated Me'ila because of his karbanos. Why? Meviyak Shechulun Azara, when it was chulin, meaning he walked his animal, his shepsula, to the base of Mikdash, without being makdash it yet. He walked his own out of the Beis HaMikdash. Umakdish, and only once he got there, he gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, he sanctified it, v'samech alav shochta, then he did smich on it, and it was shechted. So he prevented everybody from violating Me'ila. So like that, that's the case of Nedava. That's why we're not worried about Nedavas.
It sounds like
what?
It sounds like the Mefarish.
Sounds like the Mefarish? I don't know.
What the reason?
I don't know. You could also say that he didn't want to violate Bata Acher, and therefore he waited Mamash till he was there. Okay. Right. He says, but again, this is just quoting a story. We have this in Siyam Pesachim also. I don't know if Dafka, the story is formulated here because of the question that was asked. You're right, it says the word Shlomo Adam Yamav. I think it could fit in either way. Yep.
It was Shechter,
right? It was Hillel Cohen. So Lachar not, but right, we said Shechid Ksher Bizarre. Right, I don't want to leap back to that discussion, but we mentioned major machlokes, 10 shittos on both sides, about whether there's a lachanchila for the Bailam to do it, or there's a lachanchila for the Kohen to do it, even though Shechid Ksher Bizarre, maybe that was a machlokes between Elia Kohen and Shmuel Hanavi, based on the Gemara in Brachas that we mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago. There is another discussion here. He brought it to the Azara. He brought it to the Azara when it was still Chulin? Right, it says Kshi Chulin Lazara. Chulin Lazara. So the Ron says Lav Dafka. The Ron says Mevi Chulin Lazara. Lav Azara Mamish. Oh no, wait, she also Lavi Chulin Lazara. El Pesach Azara. He means to the door. It doesn't mean all the way in. Even though it says he brought it Lazara. So this Gemara is part of. There's a major machlokas Rishonim. Whether the bringing of Chulin Lazara, first machlokas is whether it's in Issa D'Oraisa or in Issa D'Rabbanan. Shchitas Chulin Bazara might be separate. But what about bringing an animal into the Zara? That's definitely Aser. But there's a machlokas whether it's Asa D'Oraisa or Asa D'Rabbanan. That's one machlokas. But there's another machlokas. What happens if I bring a chair into the Azara? Is that not there? If I bring a chair into the Azara? If I bring a pineapple into the Azara? Right, is that Asar? Some Rishonim say, yeah. You can't bring Chulin into the Azara. Other Rishonim say, no. What's the Isra of Chulin La'Azara? It's only something that's royal hakrivo al gabi ha-mizbeach. Something that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, so that's an Israel of Chulin Lazar. You bring an animal, you bring breads, right? You bring something that's right, because that's the Aveira. The Aveira is the potential that you're not using. That's the Aveira of Israel of Chulin Lazara. So that's a major machlokes in Chulin Daf Kuflamet. That's where the context of the Rishonim are. The Rambam Shita is very unclear. Nobody in the machlokes, Rashba, Ritva, what does the Rambam hold? Because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, I think, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, V'lo behem of Achaya Belvad, not only are animals included in the Isra of Chulin Lazara, Ela Kol HaChulin, Osir Lachnis and Lazara, any Chulin, if you stop here, anything. But then the Rambam has examples. V'afilu, sixth column, Mishnah Melech, Afilu Basar Shchuta, Operos Vapas. Even shechted basar, or fruit, or bread. Those are the examples. If you bring those, you violate. That's the Rambam. So some Rishonim say the Rambam means everything. He says, kulon. Says the Rashba, no. Maybe the Rambam is specifically giving examples. Everything that's potentially. Fruit, bikurim, pas, lechem aponim. Why does he give these examples for? So the Mishnah Malach here has a six-column Mishnah Malach, quoting all the Rishonim, and saying, even if you don't hold this D'Oraisa, it's a Rabbanan. Anyway, you can look here for more of that. But that is a question what the Rama means. But some say maybe this Gemara is taking a stand on that. He brought a mamish into the Azara, because now it's Chulin. It's not an animal yet that's roi to be shechted. It's not Hukdash yet. So maybe this leans to those Rishonim. Either way, that is Hillel. So what did the Gemara say? So by Hillel, there was no Chshash. By a Nedava. So says the Gemara now, Ha Nicha Nedava de Karbanas. So fine, you figured out how you could have a Nedava by Karbanas that you're not worried about anything. Nedava de Ziris by Ikilamayim, but what about a Nedava by Naziris? So why do we say in the Mishnah that a Ksherim are no Dave? Why aren't we worried that you're going to make yourself a Nazir, and then you're going to drink wine, and you're going to make yourself Tameh? Why don't we have any Chashos there? So Sarala Kishimanat Sadik, famous story. So no, it's like Shimonat Sadik. The following story is about such a Sadik of a Nazir that we don't have any worries. We don't have any worries. What's the story? All the Bali the Mefarshim on Parshas Naso talk about this story. If anybody has a bar mitzvah on Parshas Naso, you're probably going to hear this story at some point. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Amr Shimonat Sadik. I never ate the carbon of a Nazir who became Tameh. Why Tameh, not regular Nazir? We'll get to later. El Echad, just one Nazir. It's the only time in my whole life I saw a Nazir that was totally L'Shem Shemayim. Pamachas ba'adam Echad Nazir min Adarim. One time, a Nazir came from the south. The Marsha says that south is symbolizing Chachma. The menorah was in the south. He come from the sale for Esav Shehu Yafei Naim. He was very handsome. V'tov Roi. David HaMelech was called Tov Roi also. Ikisvosav Sedurosla. And he had Taltalim. And he had beautiful locks. The only way to translate it. Kitzvosav Sedurosla Taltalim. He had beautiful hair. Amartilo Bini. Marisa Lahashkos Esarech Zehanoa. Why did you become a Nazir? You have such gorgeous hair. What did you become a Nazir for? Omar Lee, he said to me, Roe Hayisi La'aba Bi'iri. I was a shepherd for my father. Halachti L'maylos Mayim in a Mayan. I went to fill up water from the Mayan, from the spring. V'nistakalti B'bubushali. I'm sorry, can you give me a Yoredeya? Kufnun Vav. I think it's base. V'nistakalti B'bubushali. And I looked in my shadow in the water. U'pachaz ala Yitzri. And all of a sudden I saw myself and my Yitzhahara started getting the best of me. U'bikish L'tardani Min Olam. And he wanted to take me out of the world. What do you mean? All of a sudden he had some Yetzihara. Not clear in the Gemara what Yetzihara. He looked in, he saw he was a handsome, gorgeous guy, and all of a sudden his Yetzihara started taking over him. So what does that mean? Let's finish the story first. Amartilo, Russia! So he talked to himself in the reflection. You Russia, Lama Atam Iskaba Olam Shein Shalcha. What are you becoming such a balgaiva for? B'mishu asid lios rima v'toleya. You're going to be, right? It says in Perkei Avos. You're asid to be in the ground. What are you getting such a balgaiva for? Ha'avoda. That's a lashon shvua. She'agalech l'shamayim. I swear to become a Nazir. So, miyad, when Shimon HaTzadik heard that was his motivation in becoming a Nazir, amati v'nashaktiv al rosho, I got up and kissed him on his head. V'yamarti lo b'ni kamocha yirbu nozrei naziris b'Yisrael. Oh! Should be a lot of Nazirim like you amongst Israel. Alecha, because of Omer, about you, it is said. Kia ish, kia fli, lindar, neder, nazir, azir, lashem. That's a nazir, lashem, shamayim. So again, the Gemara says, this type of nazir, we don't have any chashas for, that he's not going to do it properly. He has such lashem, shamayim. So again, there's a major machlokas mishonim in general. Is a nazir a good thing or a bad thing? The Rambam is very negative about a nazir. It's a chote. There are already 306. There are already enough things that you don't have to, that the Torah says is awesome. You're adding on. The Ramban, Allah Torah says the Abba. The Ramban says it's a great thing. It fits into Kedoshim Tiyu. It fits into other things. And the Ramban says, why do you bring a carbon chatas at the end of your naziris? Carbon chatas doesn't say you did something wrong because you're not continuing your naziris. So it's a chatas for the future. Unusual chatas for the future. But that's my chokas in the Ram and the Ram in general. So, but this is a Mefurish Gemara. The first Gemara said, you have to say, this is either what the goal of Naziris, or maybe it's an exception to the rule. But either way, this is Naziris. You can look in the Birchas Parrots, the Stipler discusses, in Parshas Naso, discusses this story exactly, what was the Yitzhahara that all of a sudden took over him. You know, he was looking in the mirror, so obviously it seems to be Gaiva. So exactly what's the Avir of Gaiva in the Torah? What's the Avir of Gaiva? So there is a, the Ramal of Avecha, Veshachat HaShem Alkecha, there was some Rishon to discuss it. But either way, that was the Yitzhahara that took over here. What does it mean that Bikish Lutardani min Ha'olam? He's taking me out of the world? What is he taking me out of the world for? So the Marsha says, because I'm going to forget what my father wants me to do. I'm in the middle of Kibbutz Avayim. I'm with my father's sheep. And I'm not going to be able to do Kibbutz Avayim. And Kibbutz Avayim is like Arichon Yomecha. Right? You get Arichas Yamim for Kibbutz Avayim. So if he's not going to get Arichas Yamim for Kibbutz Avayim, then he's going to be Nitrad min Ha'olam. Okay. One other Ha'ara. Let's just finish first, then I'll say it. Maskavar Rebbe Mani, right, Maskavar Rebbe Mani, Maishna Asham Nazir, Tamei Delo Achal, Da Asi Alchei. Why did he said, I never ate an Asham from a Nazir that became Tamei. So, why only a Nazir that became Tamei? Why? Because an Asham came because he sinned, because he became Tamei. Kol Asham was Nami Lo Lecho, Do Alchei Asu. Every carbon Asham, what Dafka carbon Nazir? Every carbon Asham, we mentioned 2 days ago, that an Asham is for 5 of Averis. So, Omer Le Rabbi Yonah, no, Hainu time. No, this is why he didn't like to eat the carbon of a Nazir who became Tamei. Kishen Toe Nozrin. Because when originally a person is like going through a difficult time, so they say, okay, I'm a Nazir. He'll promise to be a Nazir. Ukshem Etamin, V'Rav Nalem Yemei Nazirus, but then let's say he'll become Tamei in the middle. And then he'll have to start again. Oh, I just did 25 days and I became Tamei. I have to do another 30 days. This is crazy. 55 days, Mischartan Bahen. He's going to say, forget this, I'm so upset that I became a Nazir. The Nimsum of Yenchulun La'azara. And what's going to happen is going to come out, he's not going to really mean to be a Nazir, he's going to bring Chulun to the Azara. So again, the Ran says, Lav Dafka. What do you mean, he's a Nazir? Once he's a Nazir, he can't, just because he is upset that he's a Nazir, it's not really Chulun. The Ran says, it's like Chulun La'azara. It's like Chulun. That's the last three lines of the Ran. Lav Dafka, it just means like Chulun. There's a day in the Rashba that it's Mamish Chulun La'azara. And the Rashba wonders, how could that be? Well, just because you're upset that you're a Nazir, you're not a Nazir anymore. You can look at that day in the Rashba. Says the guy, just finish up. Ihachi, I feel a Nazir Taranami. But what do you mean? So even a regular Nazir, maybe a Nazir in the 25th day, he'll be upset. So where says no? Nazir Tara lo. Da amudi amenafshe diyachalindar. For a month, people can handle a month. You can handle a month, they're not going to be upset, and they estimate that they can handle it. Masha'en kain, when it comes to a Nazir Tame. Interesting. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya in Kuf Nun Vav Sif Beis. I'm sure you heard of this. You heard of this Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Nun Vav Sif Beis. Asur leish lehistakel bimara mishum lo yilbash gever. So the Shulchan Aruch, a man is not allowed to look in a mirror. Literally, figuratively, you can always look in a mirror. You can look in a mirror and take a step back and think about your life. But literally, says the Shulchan Aruch, a man is not allowed to look in a mirror. It's beged isha. Beged Isha. Ella im kain mishum refuah. Unless you're sick and you got to do something, or maybe for a haircut, or you're getting a non-Jew to cut your hair, you want to make sure he doesn't do anything misukan to you. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rama, Yesh Omrim, Dohad Asa Liros Bamara, Haino Dafka Bamakam Shein Derech Liros Bamara Rak Nashim. Vizbe Mishum Lo Yabash Gever. That's only in a place where only women look in the mirror. Ava Bamakam Shein Derech Nashim Liros Gamki Bamara Mutter. But in a place where men look in the mirror too, it's Mutter. So here, maybe it's one of the Makaras, right? He looked in the reflection of the water. He says, Oy vey! You know, he all of a sudden he became a Balgaiva by looking in the mirror. Either way, this is part of the discussion. It's a separate, little separate discussion about mirrors for tefillin bags, right? The Sanzer, the Divrei Chaim was against mirrors in the tefillin bags because he said you're going crazy. There's enough. The Gemara says you have place for two tefillins on your head. Mamish exact. But many other poskim say, you know, you want to better get it the closest, the best you can, between your eyes on the forehead, above the forehead. So either way, this is just Gemara relates a little bit to the issue of looking in the mirror. And Rav Hashem will have to stop here. We'll talk more tomorrow about a nazir, good thing, bad thing. We'll see those Rishonim inside because the Gemara itself talks about it, whether the nazir is a chotei or not.